brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got like a bodyguard in here today. You don't usually bring three people.
You know what? They were at lunch and we were running late, so they picked me up to bring me here.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. No, actually, they're actually fans.
So. Why are those guys carrying Barrett 50 cals out there?
Is to protect you, not to protect
yourself. Hey, that's an idea. You want to come out to the real Steiner Ranch, 12,000 acres.
We talked about it, and you still haven't invited
okay,
me,
fine.
Me, but you
well,
never follow through.
My buddy Shane Steiner, Sid Steiner, I will take you to the real Steiner Ranch, and we'll shoot 50 cals.
Okay, anytime.
I'm going to wait until Sunday where it's rained real hard so we can shoot up old trucks and stuff with the tracer rounds. It looks like a photon torpedo. You ever shot a 50 cal tracer?
No, I have not.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, yeah. You said that last year when I came by.
That's it. We're going to do it.
Yeah, okay. All right. You didn't even answer a phone call.
We're going to have, like, cutouts of Austin citizens?
No, come on. That's not
I'm just funny. Joking. Did you see the Homeland Security no hesitation targets of, like, little kids and stuff?
No, I have not seen that. I have not seen
What do you think about police departments getting these giant armored vehicles from Iraq?
We don't have one. Problem with those, you like the MRAPs and stuff like that?
Yes.
They're just, how do you operate those in small city streets? We're not interested in them here. We don't think they're conducive to a small, to the environment that we're in here in Austin.
But what kind of vehicles do you have that are somewhat bullet resistant?
We have some of our SWAT vehicles, a couple of them, but that's all we need. Nothing that big. It's, you know, we're not worried about those things.
Well, you know, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. So much is going on. Here's my issue I raised from Constitution.org. Your right to self-defense against unlawful arrest, and then it goes through all the federal and state rulings about the right to not go along with an unlawful arrest. What about these cases now where the police just come in people's houses without warrants when there's not like a woman screaming and there's not probable cause?
When there's no exigency, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's illegal. You cannot go into a home without probable cause, without a warrant, or without some exigency. And like the that's something for a matter for the courts to resolve if that happens to somebody.
About a month ago, the kids were over at my parents' house. We were swimming in the hot tub in the pool, and they were shooting each other with water guns with cold water in them.
Yeah.
And there was yelling.
Was there fluoride in that water?
Yeah, I think there was. And there was yelling and screaming going on. The neighbors called the police on us. And they had my parents' gate code and came in, were real nice, and then left. But
in our city, wasn't it?
No, that was in Austin. That was my parents live in Austin.
Oh, your parents.
And, but what I'm saying is that what scares me is the tattletales that call the police for no reason.
Well, you know, but the problem is that people, you know, everybody blames the police for everything. We're not there. And when we get 911 calls, we're required to check it out. And that's why it's important to train rigorously, it's really important for us to have good policies, good procedures, good training, and also to have robust, what I call integrity systems, internal affairs systems, because the vast majority of police officers are outstanding, upstanding members of the profession. But, you know, like everybody else, we fall short sometimes, and we have to be aware of that and be vigilant for it.
What do you make of the moves in the military to start replacing humans with robots?
You know, I'm kind of a guy that quite frankly, I don't know what they're going to do, but I worry about technology. Will we be able to control the technology? If you think about for a minute, when the internet was invented, nobody ever thought for a minute about the bad outcomes, the unintended consequences, all the crimes that are being committed on the internet. From, you know, the distribution of child pornography to fraud to stealing people's money, just all the things that the internet has.
The unintended consequences.
The unintended consequences are we're trying to build intelligence, an intelligent creature, intelligent machine. And the question isn't how far we can go. The question is, will we be able to control it if we go too far? And that's what I worry about as a member of the human species.
So you're on Team Humanity. Art Acevedo, the awesome police chief. 12-minute segment coming up. He got in here late with these little...
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We've got a final segment with Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo, who got here a little bit late because he's busy with his duties. But if he's got more time, I'd love to do a 10-minute interview for the Nightly News.
Yeah, we'll do that.
On whatever. Okay, we'll get everybody suited up then in 12 minutes over there to interview him for the Nightly News. Get Jakari Jackson or somebody to interview him. But seriously, I've been asking a lot of the questions. How about you say some of the things you think are most important today for the audience out there nationwide listening?
Well, you know, one of the things that frustrates me as a leader in law enforcement, a democracy's health starts with good government systems in terms of cops doing the right thing for the right reasons. And a lot of folks will tell me, 7 months ago this happened. Well, it doesn't do us any good if you don't have the details. If we fall short, we'd like to know about it. We'd like to know the facts, and the sooner the better so we can correct behavior. You cannot correct behavior that you're not made aware of, one. And two, when crimes occur, please report it. There's some folks that don't want to trust the police. They don't even bother reporting crimes. And, you know, we can't go out through the bad guys if we don't know the crime occurred in the first place. So, you know, I believe in engagement. That's why from day one, I've been coming here to engage you and the community you serve. And quite frankly, as you know, we sometimes have more in common in terms of what our thoughts are than we don't. But we want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. The only way we can do that is through mutual respect and through engagement and through brutal honesty.
What about the federalization of police? Because we all know that's going on, the federal funding, the threat fusion centers, the NSA. What's your view on the federal government? Is it out of control with the NSA?
Well, you know, I don't know if they're out of control. I think that because of what happened with the young man that's now in Russia.
Snowden?
Yes, Mr. Snowden, that some changes have been made. But I can tell you this, that the partners that we work with, they are very respectful of the Constitution. They know that in the Austin Police Department, we are committed to constitutional policing, and we are committed to the respect the rights of the citizens that we serve, because our power really does come from the people that we serve.
But you guys do data mine what's open source, which is legal and lawful. Can you repeat to me what you said earlier out there, how you're concerned for me?
You know, if you get any threat, we may pick up on that, and because
you were saying you guys see the threats, I guess.
There's some associations out there, and so you kind of worry about, you know, threats against members of your community and against institutions in your community. And so what people don't understand is speech.
But really, because I'm aware of the threats, but you guys, you're actually aware of all the death threats I get?
If the
public ones?
We do become aware of some of them, and we make sure that there's nothing to it. Because, you know, the bottom line is this. We all have a First Amendment right, but we don't have the right to make terroristic threats to people, to say you're going to kill them, that you're going to blow them up.
One time I got a call from the feds, actually, saying about 6 years ago that somebody was coming to shoot me at an event. And sure enough, the guy showed up. And sure enough, they drug him out, and he had a bunch of guns in his car and was planning. But they never got in trouble, though.
Well, let me just say this, that we are not interested in your political ideology. We're not interested in your beliefs. But when you start making threats to harm somebody, to kill somebody, to commit what's clearly a crime, we will always take that seriously, and we will always...
Well, that's illegal. Isn't it a call to action for violence?
If you're threatening to commit a crime, absolutely. It can be a problem.
Yeah, because if you say, I'm so mad at Bob, I could kill him, but then you're not serious.
Right.
But if you start making plans to kill Bob...
Well, if you're going to say, you know what, I hate Bob, he's a piece of work, and I'm going to go kill him... That's not protective speech, because it doesn't mean that you can't say it, but it may result in an investigation.
I have the article here out of The Current. Police officer charged with sexually assaulting police explorer. I guess somebody went on a ride-along, a 17-year-old cadet. Is that the kind of cases you're talking about that you're glad Austin doesn't have?
You know, again, you know, the analogy, probably shouldn't have used it, but the frustration for me is that sometimes what passes for controversy in Austin, all we simply did was a woman ran past the cop who's standing there going, hey, stop, police, ran at him and passed him and yelled, stop. The other officer sees it, runs after her, is yelling, police, is right by her, is looking at her, stop, police, finally grabs her arm. When she takes off her earbuds, I don't give an F who you are, get your hands off of me. And then she looks like she's going to run again. Make a long story short, refused to say her name. All they wanted to do is write a ticket or a warning and move on with our day, and just lost it. We cannot. You don't get to opt out of a ticket.
I know, but I think the police are getting the blowback of the overall anger at the system and the political corruption at the top.
You know, what's really interesting is that when you look at the tweets and everything else, and then you follow, you know, I've gotten some threats myself because of this incident where people don't even have the facts. All they have is a video of a young lady sitting down on a sidewalk screaming. And somehow it's all the police's fault. They have no idea of how we got to that point. And so the threats that we've been getting and the anger you see, and you see who these people are, they're angry at the government, they're angry at everything else. But what I tell my officers is that we are operating at a time when mistrust of government is a historical high. So you have to be aware of that, and you have to be really good, really fair, and make sure that you're policing in a constitutionally lawful manner, because it's a very angry backdrop right now.
Well, that's why we are now deprogramming you and your love affair with Mayor Bloomberg and Mayors Against Gun Violence. I am giving you a extra large Molon Labe InfoWars Spartan shirt. Yeah. And tell me, police, this is made in America. Feel that fabric. Yeah. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice. Very soft.
Okay, you promise you're going to wear that?
Yeah, when you take me to 50 caliber shooting, you keep promising.
That's going
to
happen.
Does it include lunch, though?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you want for lunch?
Well, some of the superfood and everything else you got here.
All right, we're going to do it. Okay, well, let's talk about it. We're giving you Fluoride Shield. It's kind of like you've come to the Price is Right. Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, and made by Navy SEALs, 1776 worldwide 50 caliber bottle breacher.
That's pretty cool.
In fact, give this to your deputy chief. There's another one inside there.
That's pretty cool.
All sorts of Liberty trinkets.
Listen, Alex, we appreciate you always bringing us in here. You don't have to agree to disagree. And I think one of the things that we need to work on as a society is that sometimes people may have the right. They may be right on an issue, but because they're screaming about the issue, the way that they're expressing themselves ends up the people just hear noise instead of facts.
Well, sure. I mean, I never came at this with some plan, and I did used to yell and scream a lot more than I do now, and I have noticed it's actually more effective to be calm.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the information a lot of the time.
Yeah.
People actually.
I still remember your appearance with, what's his name on CNN with.
Piers Morgan's bye-bye now.
Is he gone, really?
Yeah, he lost his show 2 days ago.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I remember that watching you. And
now, that was effective because I called him out.
Well, I couldn't stop laughing. I'll just leave it at that. And, it was fun to watch because I don't think he knew what he got himself into.
Art, do you want a twin fire 50 cal Barrett's handheld?
Yeah, we'll do whatever.
That would look pretty manly for everybody on the force. Everybody would think that's pretty macho.
Yeah, but you said that a year ago. I'm still waiting.
Okay, that's it. You want to go on? I'm going to England to speak at Oxford in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But when I get back, I'm going to call.
You know how long I'm on the no-fly list?
I don't think I was ever on it.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
But my dad, because his name is so common, was on it for a while.
Really?
No criminal record. David Jones is a very common name.
Yeah, I actually know an Alex Jones. It's not you.
There's a lot of Alex Joneses
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Who's a number two guy on the California Air Patrol for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
They'll probably say I'm secretly him now.
Yeah, he's shorter than you are. No, everybody knows that you're part of the CIA, so.
Everybody knows your dad really was, though.
Hey, my dad, that's why when you call me communist and people that know nothing about me call me a communist, I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying, if you don't want the guns around, then that would be like supporting Fidel.
No,
you should go to Cuba.
You know what? Why would I not want to have a process in place to try to keep guns out of the hands of criminals? Felons, drug dealers, why? Gangbangers, why?
Because they're only going to use that process against law-abiding people.
You know what?
Look at Connecticut. They are now confiscating all the guns in Connecticut.
Well, I don't pay attention to Connecticut. I'm talking about Texas. Texans are very responsible gun owners, are concealed handgun licensees. My uncle's 80-something years old. He still goes and qualifies all the time. I think we do it right in Texas. But you protect the Second Amendment by doing what we can to ensure that that prohibited gun owners and gun buyers we keep the guns.
But see, I believe that you genuinely see the good side of that.
Yeah.
Bottom line, Bloomberg and others want the abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. That's what the UN wants. Mike Martinez did say, hey, we're going to register them now, and you'll need that sign later. We're going to confiscate them later. There is an anti-gun attitude out there.
Well, I mean, there may be, but I can tell you that the majority of American law enforcement, we are not in.
No, I know that. I know that.
Out of the hands of American citizens. But I am interested in ensuring that one of the things that you might want to support, like they did in the state of California, is mandatory sentencing when you commit a crime and you use a gun. Or if you use a gun in the commission of a felony, you must do 10 years in prison. If you shoot somebody, you have a minimum of 20 years in prison. That really, when those mandatory sentences pass in California in terms of the use of firearms and crimes, it really had an impact on violent crime. So,
but, I mean, violent crime with guns has dropped 51%, the Justice Department's own numbers, since 1992. But people need to quit blaming guns overall. More guns means less crime.
I'm not worried
about. Does more guns mean less crime?
No, I'm not worried about.
And you say Molon Labe.
I'm not worried about guns. I'm worried about guns in the wrong hands. And the more that we can, the more we do continue to reduce that of gun violence, the better position we'll be to protect the
system. What about Molon? Can you say Molon Labe?
No, that's, I don't even know what that means.
It means come and take it.
Molon Labe?
Yes.
I've got that right by. Have you seen my office? I've got that framed right by my desk. Right.
Come and take it. Yes,
come and take it.
Oh my gosh! Well, yes, that's what they said. You have that?
Yes.
Well, I promise
you. I will tweet a picture of that today, in your honor.
All right. I want you to tweet this next to it.
Tag you
because that's in the Greek. If you don't believe me? Look it up.
I will have to.
It doesn't say something like. you know, I'm evil or something. I mean, we're not tricking you.
I'll double check.
Molon Labe means come and take it.
How much are these?
It's like $22. It's made in America, and it helps fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, promise you're going to go shooting with us. That's a done deal.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLive.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Song says it all. I don't want any shackles on me. Not
don't
smart meters.
Shackles.
Not forced inoculations.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Not national ID cards. Not NSA spy grids that are all illegal.
Don't want no
shackles. Not financial shackles of offshore banks signing us on to their derivatives.
I sit down with Big Brother.
And telling us that we're a debtor nation.
RFIDs.
Yeah, I got the blues about tyranny. What about you?
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
A lot of evil in the world right now, folks. It's getting worse.
I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about
tyranny. Better thank your lucky stars and the Lord above whenever you've got a good time in your life.
I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID.
I don't want a chip in my family, a chip in my wife.
Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles.
Jimmy Vaughn, no shackles.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Yeah, down with Big Brother.
I said shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me.
Remember, you were kooky to say this a few years ago. Now it's just out in the open.
Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want
no. Oh, they're going to put genetics into your baby through the GMO
don't
food.
Want no shackles on
and
me.
And when you have genetic disorders, they're going to come in and genetically engineer you. You'll just live.
I sat down with Big Brother.
All the back doors built in.
No more slavery.
No more slavery. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to go to your phone calls. Chase, Travis, Jeff, Lance, Truth Raider. Jimmy playing his guitar, actually singing that song, is on YouTube somewhere. I know it's got a lot of views. Be able to repost that on Infowars.com. Jimmy Vaughn, No Shackles on Me. See if the guys can find it online and repost it to Infowars.com. We may have the power partially out here at the studios, but Infowars.com, PresentPlanet.com, Real Alex Jones on Twitter, it's all up and steaming ahead. Let's go ahead without further ado and talk to Chase in Texas. Chase, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Man, that's some good beer drinking music right there, bro, but it's too early to get started. I wanted to just, you know, in the past I've always been negative about this stuff, man, but I'm starting in my spirit to be of good cheer about it because, in my opinion, I think this whole New World Order, it's going to be about as successful as a spruce goose was for Howard Hughes. They're going to put a lot into it. It's going to get off the ground for a little bit, but it's going to be put to the hangar of history. We're going to look back at the species as our species and go, damn, we can't go down that road no more.
Well, that's what the Bible says. They'll have their world system for 1 hour.
Yes, sir, you are right. And secondly, I want to say, folks in Texas, get out and vote. I'm not going to say who to vote for. Just do your homework. Main thing is we got to get Cornyn out of there.
Yeah, who do you think's good, Stockman?
Yes, sir, I voted for Stockman, and I voted for Patterson. I voted for Medina for comptroller.
So you voted for Patterson for governor?
No, lieutenant governor.
Yeah, lieutenant governor, that's what I meant.
And governor, of course, I voted for Abbott. I ain't even going to say her name. And thirdly, sir, I got some of that male vitality. Oh, my God, I've been pole vaulting out of bed, man.
No, listen, I went to Dr. Grip, and I said, I want the ultimate purified, concentrated, healthy herbs known to make you release your own testosterone. And, I mean, I'm not kidding in the ad. I have to take it every other day or take a half dose because I already obviously have a lot of male stamina and aggression. But women, again, it's really female vitality, too. It does the same thing to women. In fact, it makes women even more vibrant. We're going to label it for women and change a little bit and come out with a brand for women. But quite frankly, that's going to be a gimmick. But if women want it to be pink bottle and be a little bit different, fine. Super Male Vitality is even better for women, Dr. Group has found. And it took us 6 months to develop it, and it took us months to actually get the herbs that are totally non-GMO. And I didn't mean to go into a plug. Describe what it's done for you.
Well, man, I mean, I just being lethargic and coming in and working and just, it's like you get your second wind almost. And
well, by the way, my buddy Shane Steiner is a power lifter, and he'd gotten really big. So we kind of, the last 6 months, went into a cardio deal to lose weight just to see if he could do that. And he lost about 30 pounds. And we said, well, let's see what Super Male Vitality does. And he goes, Alex, I know you sell good stuff, but all right, I'll try some herbs, see what it does. He came in there and got like 10 bottles a month ago, and he said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. And he's just exploding in size. He says he's never had workouts this good on any other supplements. It's just, it's not hype, folks. We bring you high-quality products to fund the operation that we believe help people. InfoWarsLife.com for Super Male Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, and, of course, the Survival Shield, proprietary Nation Iodine, InfoWarsLife.com. All right, we'll be back with no more plug.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Here for now, forever gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. But do the winds of the rain.
I don't fear the reaper.
Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. A beacon of liberty transmitting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are taking your phone calls right now. Come to you from captured former Texas in the old Republic, FEMA Region 6. This is an emergency transmission. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Valentine is done.
a beautiful song, isn't it?
Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity. Romeo and Juliet.
He'll be with Julius Caesar. And Mahatma Gandhi. And Martin Luther King. And Martin Luther. Don't fear the reaper, Ray Kurzweil. You believe you're going to become God, merging with the machines. You believe by throwing your humanity away, you will become enlightened and empowered. Your Faustian pack will only bring you down. All right, folks, let's go back to your phone calls. I've really done a new record, 35 minutes in the broadcast. I've taken one call. The old days, I could take like 50 calls in an hour. Never been able to do it in like a decade. Let's go ahead and talk to Travis in Washington. Travis, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. What you calling about today?
No, I just want to give you an analogy, buddy. I love you. Everything you bring up is true head on, but you never really seem to. Here's the analogy. If you remind me of somebody that's really hardworking with a machete in his hand cutting down weed, but you're not going after the root. And the root is, in 1867, they made this a corporation, U.S. corporation. And every person that's born into this corporation is filed under it. And when you refer yourself as a person, you are not talking being a human. You're talking being part of this corporation. And this corporation is ran by a president, like the banks. And that president, of course, he's above all the laws of the banks. And that's the way they look at every one of us, Alex. And if that root is still there after you cut down all these weeds, they still own that root. They still own this nasty corporation. They'll do whatever they
well,
want.
Well, I mean, it is true with the amendments that came in that supposedly ended slavery. It created a new type of citizen that's a ward of the state. And there is a lot of truth to that. And then there's the private Federal Reserve that's been operating for 100 years and 3 months, dominating and manipulating the economy. And so it is all based on fraud. Just like they say every year, it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law to take vaccines to attend school. It's a mass criminal lying fraud. And you have to go in their office and say there is no law. You have a waiver to the policy. But I don't even have to fill out the waiver. And then they will go, oh, okay, you're right. Here's the waiver. It's all fraud. There's just so much patriot mythology, though, that if you just go in and revoke the bond and point out that your birth certificate's been used as collateral, which it actually is to the IMF and World Bank, that's true, they don't care. It's force du jour or force majeure. They're just operating by the power of the gun, as Mao Zedong said, all power grows out of the barrel of a gun. That's why they want our guns, to complete our journey into slavery. But yes, they did not free the black folks after the Civil War. They simply made everyone a ward of the state and inducted us into the system. And then with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, War Powers Act of 1933, they set up the state police that are really an international OC, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development combine. And we have been bankrupted into that. That's how they're appointing the presidents of Greece and Italy and other places now and signing them onto their debt. That's how they're doing this. They're in the Economist magazine announcing that they're going to privatize basically all the public lands and give it to select corporations. But not because they even bailed us out, because we've been signed on to those corporations, those banks' debts. Because we've been signed on to their debt, we then go into debt to them. It's incredible.
The office without our consent. Are you still talking to me?
Yes, I am. And it's all done without our consent, and it's all fraud.
Right, and you're talking about amendments to a constitution, and the constitution was a contract between the government of Washington, D.C. to run the states, not us humans, not us.
No, I agree. The Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, as well as especially the Ninth Amendment, is saying that all the powers are reserved to the people and that everything listed here, we have a lot more rights than just that.
Well, that's why they threw away the 13th Amendment. It's all paper and it's all crap. It was all funded by the European powers that came over here. They had stock.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear. The founders weren't perfect, and none of it was perfect from the beginning. And they had to sue for peace and then make some deals with King George III. But this system is under attack because it's anathema to the monopoly capitalist, the monopoly gangsters. And so our real Republican form of government, with the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Constitution, if properly implemented by the people, is the best system ever created. People blame our system and say that capitalism failed. This isn't capitalism. This is crony Federal Reserve picking the winners, fraud. And that's what I'm here to expose. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Travis. That's why I love the grab bag calls, the wild card calls. They're just all over the map today. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Texas, then Lance, Truth Raider, Richard, and others. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, man, I got a question for you. I'm a disabled veteran, and from what I understand about the Ryan Murray budget bill, they cap the income of cost of living allowances for veterans and senior citizens. Is that true? Do you know about that?
Yes. There's all sorts of cutting veterans benefits and cutting disabled veterans benefits. And they're getting ready to scale back on the pension funds of officers. So it's going to be a nightmare situation. Unlimited trillions to foreign banks and derivatives. But they're going to cheat and falsify the contracts by law. And are moving now and have all sorts of articles in the Army Times and stuff about taking and cutting back the pensions of the armed services veterans.
Yeah, it's just not fair to me. I was trying to get Social Security disability for 10 years. And what it is they keep you in the system for 10 years, and after that you're no longer eligible, just so all the veterans that are out there coming back from the wars know if they're disabled. They'll try to keep you in the system for 10 years, and then after 10 years, you're no longer eligible to even apply.
Well, that's right. I've had veterans' rights groups on. The VA spends like half its money on PR and propaganda, and it's there to keep an eye on the obsolete weaponry that they see the humans as, that they want to spike like an old cannon. And there's some good people in the system that still try to do a good job, but it's extremely predatory. I mean, look at how they announce veterans as the number one enemy of Homeland Security with a straight face in the news. And the new army that's going to be domestic as they scale back worldwide is pointed directly at anybody that is a real American. I mean, it's Twilight Zone level.
Well, I'm doing what I can to keep myself occupied. I might be disabled, but I'm a recording artist. SRB was a friend of mine. A lot of your friends I've met before, and I'm sure we've ran in the same circles as far as musicians go, but that's what I do, man. I play music, and I'm real good at it, and the blues. I love the blues.
Well, we played some of that earlier for you, brother. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, I don't want to get into complex economic discussions here, but we can build, with the technology we have and automation and factories, we can build any society and any culture that we want. It's basically unlimited what we can do. And Dr. Bob Bowman, who was a nuclear physicist, wrote about this, and we had him on, the fact that with automation and the systems we have, we should be working 2 days a week and the rest of it doing art and literature and uplifting more needy people. And the globalists talk about this. They talk about how the Federal Reserve wants to keep the economy from, quote, overheating and growing faster than 3.5%. Well, our economy grew at 10% for most of our history until the Federal Reserve came in. So what they want is stagnation. They want feudalism. And they want that on record. And if anybody deserves to get their health care and to get their pensions, it's the service people. But notice the World War I marchers, the bonus marchers that Eisenhower, to his discredit, along with MacArthur, they were both young colonels, you know, killed a bunch of veterans in D.C. that had been camped out for months, demanding that they get their World War I bonus. And these were people that had arms and legs blown off. It wasn't even that big of a sum. And what they got was army tanks and bullets and horses. And MacArthur and Eisenhower, who weren't bad guys compared to our elites today, notice were elevated to running everything because they would kill U.S. veterans. So just a little factoid that most people are not aware of right there. Truth Raider, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
The Truth Raider's on the march. The Empire's on the run. Live with Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, in the dark.
That's right. You got a really good voice over a telephone, buddy.
Thank you very much. I'm praying that something will come along in the future that I have my opportunity, but we'll see what happens if I ever get into radio or become an annex broadcaster for you, perhaps in the Northwest. Maybe you could use...
Well, what I suggest is if you build it, they will come. I would start out with Access Television because that has pretty good audiences and nobody uses it. People, if it's interesting, will tune through and stop. Then I'd use those tapes to get a local radio show, or I'd start your own radio show on YouTube every day, do an hour or so, and then you'll end up getting a radio show. But people are always waiting for it to happen. You have to go out and do it.
Exactly. Okay, today I want to talk about two topics, the electronic disassociation that we have in society, and number two, the slow and insidious transition into a socialist society here in America.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, electronics, cell phones, iPads, iPods, wherever you look. You see people buried... their face is buried in these electronic gadgets, and it's disassociated people. I go by conspiracies that I can prove, and I've seen this.
No, it's on record with the wavelengths and all of it. The language is shrinking. People aren't communicating. They're becoming total loners, and they're living inside their devices instead of living in the real world. It's a very serious phenomenon that's being done by design.
Yes, I see that. And the insidious transition into a socialist society. How they're doing this? Well, I've seen this for over 10 years, and it's starting to come here to the Northwest, but we're having an Hispanicization of our country. Now, I have nothing against Hispanic people. Most of them are pretty good people, but they're bringing the wrong ones here to our country.
Well, it is true that a lot of the criminals and dregs of Latin America are coming here, gaming the system, and then they keep extreme nationalistic, anti-white, anti-black racism, and that's a minority, but it's a large minority, and then it supposedly has to be overlooked and ignored and is cute, and it's meant to break the country up and create more balkanization for the North American Union, because, again, they merge the three states into one, but then they're going to break things up into sub-regions within the larger unions.
Yes, indeed. The best Mexicans I've ever known, the ones that went through the process. I had a good friend that went through the process of immigrating here, and he went through a 10 to 12 year excruciating process, always having to fill out applications and everything he had to go through.
No. I mean, good, hardworking people, they make it impossible. I don't even care if you're from Western Europe, wherever it's at, or Mexico. And then the criminals just come in and get legalized. I know, it's amazing. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, folks, you can't go to Mexico and demand to have your baby for free or demand welfare. They'd laugh at you. And nobody else does this but Western Europe and the United States. And it's designed to break the countries up. And they can politically correct, go, oh, no, it's for peace and to diversify things. No, it's being done as a political tool, and everybody knows it. Let's go ahead and talk to Lance in Kansas. Lance, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Well, thank you. I'd like to, first of all, you hate to hear thanks, but I'd like to thank you for pointing me in the right direction to wake me up. Not necessarily for waking me up, but thank you for presenting information to me that I did not know existed and giving me the ability to research it myself and use my own brain. God forbid that.
Thought crime.
Yes. Use my own brain to figure out what is right and what is wrong. And I live in Lawrence, Kansas, and I just wanted to comment on Ted Nugent last night and how whatever her name was, would deviate from his points and keep on her point at trying to get Ted Nugent to admit that he was, a white trash, potty mouth, just a hater of all races. He would point out that Obama's murdering people. Hillary doesn't care that four Americans got killed in Benghazi. But that's not important because Ted Nugent calls them potty mouth names.
And well, listen, the issue is it's all about the establishment setting the parameters of values and then lecturing us all day. And obviously Nugent's just using this to get himself more fame and fortune, which I think is fine. And it's backfiring on them. But the so-called dinosaur mainstream media doesn't have any power anymore. And as soon as people realize that and just laugh at them, it goes away. All they've got is race politics. And they are the ones that, did people get mad at Bill Maher last week when he called Matt Drudge a stupid cracker? You know, it's again, I mean, I've got MSNBC calling white people names, white people doing it. They're only trying to stir up race. In fact, let me just mention this article since you raised it. This is out of the Daily Sheeple, but it was first reported by WHIO Television. This is up on Infowars.com. A Bible stopped the bullets when a white man was targeted by young black polar bear hunters. And it goes on to describe it as an expansion on the knockout game to go and knock out unsuspecting crackers. And the new game, the police say the bus driver, this is a WHIO news, police say the bus driver is lucky to be alive after three black teenagers stabbed and shot him. A Bible over the bus driver's heart stopped two bullets and allowed him to fight off a knife attack from his assailants. One additional bullet stuck him in the leg. The teens also stabbed him in the arm. The attack came in the morning at 5:30 when the driver stopped his bus because of mechanical difficulties. As he was outside the bus assessing how to fix the problem, the three suspects came up to him and said they were going to shoot a polar bear today. And it just goes on right there that the Bible saved him. They were ages 15 to 18. My issue is if white groups were doing this, it would be on every channel, and they would be saying whites collectively are to blame. I'm not saying blacks are collectively to blame, but there are large subcultures of young black males that viciously hate white people and viciously go out and attack them. I don't blame everybody because of that. But again, these type of news stories get shut down and covered up. So I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Lance. Frank, Richard, Kevin, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's radio, old style, no video feed today. We're turning lemons into lemonade from the InfoWars Command Center, deep in the heart of Texas, prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us!
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every move you make, every breath you take, the loving offshore banks that run our government are watching you. And they're totally cold-blooded, and they want to make you poor so that you're so dumbed down and working so hard you don't know why you have no political rights and no future. They use poverty on record as a tool of social control. And we'll be like every other nation soon. Our wealth, our language, our IQs, our health is pouring out like a man who's had his legs chopped off with huge meat cleavers. The New World Order creates poverty and pain. Globalism, world government, is a fraud. And I don't want to be a slave of these people. I want to be free and build a better world. We're going to continue with your calls into this segment and the next, and then I'm going to break down what's starting to be big news, and I'm glad it is big news. They're going to come out with these three-parent children. I want to break down exactly what this really means, ladies and gentlemen. That is all coming up in the next hour and more. I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to cover it today on the polio-like illness found in five California children. And I know I had this yesterday on the stack. Will you guys pull me the mainstream news articles about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their vaccines paralyzing the kids? Well, I guess almost all the power's off. A major transformer blew up in this area of Austin, and so we're on backup generator. And can't even get on most of our computers. It doesn't matter. People can look it up for themselves. Briefly, what's not down is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And when you go there, you can see the online shopping cart. We have the new Molon Labe. I think it's the best Molon Labe. Come and take it. Spartan M4 shirt out there. Victory for the Second Amendment. My design. It's up there on InfowarsStore.com. It is the best seller ever. Right after the Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Work shirt that I designed 16 years ago. That's our first T-shirt that we still sell. And by the way, the Molon Labe shirts are all made in America. Madein1776.com will lead you right to the Made in America apparel area at InfoWarsStore.com. But both places will take you there. And you heard the rave review for Super Male Vitality. We're running into next week the 15% off. As an introduction to it, the Super Male Vitality that just really helps reverse the estrogen mimickers that are blocking normal testosterone and so much more. It's designed to make you feel like a natural male should. And believe me, it's not hype, folks. It's powerful, concentrated herbs that I can't even take the full dose on. I've got friends that take more than the regular dose. Consult your doctor if you have any questions. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Richard in Mississippi. Richard, thanks for calling.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good, brother. Go ahead. What's on your mind today?
First off, let me just say we still have some of the Second Amendment in force down here in Mississippi. We do have open carry of sidearms, and I encourage all fellow Mississippians to make sure they exercise that right wherever they go.
Because an unexercised right doesn't exist.
Absolutely. I called today about the situation in the Ukraine. I keep hearing the one word over and over, Nazis. I hear the deposed president saying that they are facing the return of Nazism. The new angelic leader with her braided hair, Tymoshenko, came from a party, a far right-wing party called the Fatherland Party.
No, it's being funded by George Soros. And again, they're not right-wing in the sense of private property guns. They're right-wing in the sense of they're anti-Russian and anti-Slav and think they're subhuman.
Absolutely. And last year in December, when our illustrious senator from Arizona, John McCain, took Democrat Chris Murphy over to meet with the leaders of the Svoboda Party, the Freedom Party.
Hold on. You know what you're talking about. I'm going to come back to you. Stay there. Second hour coming up. Don't hang up. He's done his research. Yeah. And again, I'm not romanticizing the Russians or the Eastern Ukraine. The point is the West is starting this. Morally, that's wrong. And George Soros is quarterbacking the whole thing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.